Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Which two-star pitchers and sleeper hitters should you add for Week 11? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Friday, June 2nd. I am Frank Stanfill, all by myself. Let's get into our Week 11 preview, and we'll start with the schedule. Five teams have seven games next week. The Blue Jays, Brewers, Astros, Reds, and the Cubs. 24 teams have six games, and one team has five games next week. The Seattle Mariners. As for the Rockies, they have six home games, three against the Giants, three against the Padres. More on those teams in just a little bit. Starters sit these fringe two-star pitchers for next week. Surprise, surprise, Blake Snell. He's about as fringy as it gets this point in the season. We know it has mostly been bad for Blake Snell. He's going up against the Cubs, and he's at the Colorado Rockies. No way I can do it in a category league. The whip has been too bad. The strikeouts are not where they have been in the past. And obviously that game in Coors Field could absolutely wreck your ratios. So not doing it there. In a points league, I think I'd be willing to gamble on that. Martin Perez is the other name here. He's been rocky recently. Going up against the Cardinals and at the Tampa Bay Rays next week. Again, category leagues, no way. There's too much risk for damage to the ERA and the whip for Martin Perez. If you play in a points league and you just want to chase down some volume, maybe match your opponent in terms of how many pitchers they have going or how many two-star weeks that they have, I think you could try it out, but I think I would mostly try and stay away from somebody like Martin Perez at this point. Two-star pitchers to add and stream for next week, James Paxton. He's 66% rostered at the Cleveland Guardians and at the Yankees. A revenge game next week for James Paxton. Louis Varland has pitched very well in his time with the Twins. He's 51% rostered. Tougher matchups. He's at Tampa Bay and at Toronto. We hope that he makes both of these starts. Sounds like Kenta Maeda could be back soon. I hope that they don't demote Louis Varland as well as he's pitched. So there is a little bit of risk that he doesn't make both of those starts, but I would be looking to add Louis Varland. Kyle Gibson, 74% rostered. Great matchups next week at the Brewers and home against the Kansas City Royals. Then in deeper leagues, Tommy Henry, 9% rostered at the Nationals, at the Tigers. He has pitched much better as of late and widely available. Obviously, the matchups there are pretty good. J.P. Sears, 19% rostered, likely not going to get you a win pitching for the Oakland A's, but he's at the Pirates and at the Brewers. And the last name on this list, Braxton Garrett, 36% rostered, going up against the Royals and at the White Sox. Some single star streamers, if you missed out on the previous group, Logan T. Allen is going up against the Astros, Garrett Whitlock at the Guardians, SPARP eligible, so if you do play in a points league, a little cheat code there for you. Kyle Bradish, 39% rostered at the Brewers. We know that lineup is struggling, and Willy Adames has been out with injury. And Edward Cabrera, it's a roller coaster ride, but he is facing the Royals. I think we can get a lot of strikeouts, as we usually do with Cabrera. There's more volatility there. Could hurt your whip, but again, we're going this far down. Let's go with Edward Cabrera up against the Royals. We'll slide over to the hitters for next week. The best hitter matchups are the Brewers, Diamondbacks, Giants, Pirates, and the Rockies. The worst hitter matchups, Mariners, Blue Jays, Twins, Yankees, and the Red Sox. Let's start with the sleeper hitters here, the top five on the list. Rowdy Tellez, best matchups of the week with the Brewers, and only one lefty on the schedule. Rowdy Tellez, 77% rostered. Matt McClain and Spencer Steer, both playing for the Reds. Both of them are red hot right now. No pun intended. And they have seven games next week. Brian De La Cruz, he really picked it up in the month of May. He's been leading off against left-handed pitching with the Marlins. He's 62% rostered, going up against the Royals and the White Sox. Jake McCarthy, since he got called back up by the Diamondbacks, he is running wild, stealing bases left and right. He gets the Nationals and the Tigers on the schedule. So those are your top five sleeper hitters. How about the rest of the list? Take a look at some Giants hitters. Lamont Wade and Mike Yastrzemski. They get those three games in Coors Field, going up against a bunch of right-handed pitching next week. So as left-handed bats, we do like Lamont Wade and Mike Yastrzemski. Randall Grichuk, obviously, he's got that full week of games in Coors Field where he's been great. They've got some lefties on the schedule next week as well. And then wrap it up here with a few Pirates. They have the fourth best hitter matchups. And we've got Jack Sawinski and Andrew McCutchen. Sawinski's been a little bit up and down. He's had some multi-homer games recently. Andrew McCutchen just very quietly has been solid, leading off recently for the Pirates. He's got a little power, speed. If you play in a points league, we know the plate discipline is really good as well. So that's what we have for next week. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.